Philippines to restrict Chinese visitors in bid to reduce pogo ops. The Philippines is set to tighten tourist visa regulations for Chinese nationals, a move that comes amidst growing tensions between the two countries. It's also a move that draws from concerns over fraudulent visas and the illegal activities associated with the Philippine offshore gaming operators, POGOs, segment. This policy adjustment aims to address the influx of undocumented workers, particularly those engaged in the POGO sector, which has been a subject of controversy due to its association with various illegal activities. The new visa rules are expected to increase scrutiny on visa applications, thereby reducing the chances of fraud and illegal employment. In addition, Chinese visa applicants will have to show verified, China-issued social security documents. Some will also have to provide additional information, such as certified employment records and bank statements, which will be investigated thoroughly before the visa is issued, according to the Philippines Department of Foreign Affairs. The Philippine authorities will also raise the minimum number of applicants required for Chinese nationals to travel as part of a group. This change from 3 to a minimum of 10 is anticipated to curb the ease with which individuals can obtain visas under false pretenses for purported group travel. Additionally, the Bureau of Immigration has indicated that the tightened visa requirements will also serve to enhance national security, ensuring that only legitimate travelers can gain entry into the country. POGO fallout continues. The POGO industry, while lucrative, has faced significant challenges. It has been linked to a range of criminal activities, including kidnapping, murder, human trafficking, and prostitution. These issues have not only affected the social fabric of the Philippines but have also posed challenges to law enforcement and regulatory bodies. The industry's reputation has suffered, with registered POGOs often being tarnished by the actions of illegal operators. The government's response to these challenges has been to consider the social and economic costs of allowing online gambling to continue, weighing the industry's contributions against the detrimental effects on society. Despite the economic benefits that POGOs have brought to the Philippines, such as contributing to the gross domestic product, GDP, and providing employment opportunities, the negative implications have prompted a re-evaluation of their presence. The crackdown on illegal POGO activities is part of a broader effort to reform the sector and mitigate the associated risks. The Philippine Amusement and Gaming Corporation, PAGCOR, has been at the forefront of this initiative, aiming to ensure that all gaming operators comply with the law and contribute positively to the economy. The new visa rules are expected to have significant implications for the POGO industry and the broader socioeconomic landscape of the country.